It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, and away we go. It's podcast time. Brock and Hunter, the Plan B After Show podcast.
Here we go.
Yeah. Getting the podcast. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast, something like that, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. If you want your cycle running right, if you want to get your two wheels back on the road, maybe it's not running good, or you just need some overall maintenance, you got to check out Gilson Cycle, 269-876-0882. Also, find him on Facebook, Gilson Cycle, here to help you out, man. Make sure you can get on that hog and ride into the sunset. Good. What are you doing over there? You're not paying attention to me. Pay attention.
I'm just chilling. Actually, you know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm looking through ScreamingYellowSummer.com. I'm just kind of scrolling around and learning what we're giving away this summer, even though I know everything about it, but you know,
just checking
getting
it
all
out.
The details going.
Okay,
man.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you, and you're horsing around over there, so whatever, that's fine.
What are you doing?
That's fine. I'm just here trying to carry this show. You know,
what are we even doing the podcast?
Just I guess that's what we're doing right now. Doing the podcast. Dude, so
you know damn well just as much as I do that we talk about so many things every single day. By the time we get to the podcast, my brain is just like, it's...
And I'm looking for something to rant on. I don't even know where to go. Because did we talk about Kanye running for president the other day? I think we did, right? Didn't we? Did we do that here?
We kind of brought it up, but I don't know if we really talked about it.
You want to talk about some coronavirus insanity? This is fun.
We could... Beauty
shops in New York aren't allowed to give facials under coronavirus restrictions. So one place has now switched to giving butt facials, including exfoliation, a deep scrub, pimple remover, and moisturizing, since those are legal. So you can go get a butt facial.
It's weird.
That's what I give your mom all the time.
Weird. Ha! Yeah! She listens to this, man. Can't be saying that.
Should I beep it out in post? I'll beep it out in post.
No, whatever. She's used to it by now. She don't care.
I know.
Yes, that's kind of weird, man. So butt facials, huh? That's kind of weird. I guess. It kind of seems to me like you're really just trying to get out and do something.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And we're trying. Besides all that, isn't the word, don't you think women could maybe find a different word for facial? Because I can't hear the word facial and not think of just slinging a hot Spider-Man web on someone's face. That's all every time.
Jesus.
I know, right? It's terrible.
Slow down,
but
every time. Slow down there, Peter North. Hey, you know what? You're absolutely right, though. Same thing in basketball. So when somebody dunks on somebody else, kind of jumps over, and they call that a facial.
I know.
And every time they say it, every time they say it on TV, I'm just like,
yeah. It's like, can we just find a new word, like face slam or something? That's not much better, I guess.
It's something. You know what's funny is where we go to the store, you know, and you know, the tissues, you know, they call facial tissues.
Yeah.
I'll just kind of grab it and look at the wife, and then look back at it and look at the wife.
And honestly, when's the last time you used a tissue for actually blowing your nose? I don't think I've actually blown my nose in a tissue in years. However, loads, absolutely. That's all I use it for.
God.
Like, I have tissues in the bathroom, not for blowing my nose.
Remind me never to touch a tissue when I come over.
Oh, no, absolutely not. That or socks. If you see a stray sock, don't touch it. New York.
Those balled up. Those crusty, balled up tissues. By the way, that stuff turns into like JB Weld after like an hour of sitting there.
Yeah. You ever whack it on your back and then you just lay there and then like 10 minutes later you gotta peel your dick off your stomach. And it pulls some of the hairs off your stomach when you're doing it, and then you got hairs stuck to the tip of your dog.
Why? It's because you passed out, didn't you?
Exactly.
Did your business, dude. You passed out.
You curl your toes and you pass out for like a half hour. Then you wake up and you're glued. Your dick is glued to your stomach.
You know what? The guy's not wrong, guys. Or if any women are listening. Jesus, Mom, don't listen to this one.
It's really...
Please,
it's,
God.
If it falls... I got hair on my thighs. If it falls on the thighs, that hurts a little bit more, too.
So. All right. Let's move on.
It gives my dick a must. Or it gives my my dick an eyebrow right over the one eye.
I hope your nephew's listening.
I just this is podcast, right? I'm just making sure we're not in program right now. let's see. New York has stopped a $6.6 million program to give vasectomies to deer on Staten Island because of budget cuts. So they don't want to kill the deer. They just want to give deer vasectomies. Like, you know what? Jesus, do we not have any any people that are giving deers vasectomies? What are you doing?
It's humane.
Ugh. So is a bullet to the brain, all right? And then we get delicious, delicious venison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not getting any zig sticks out of a, out of a clipping. Or maybe that is where the zig stick comes from.
A bunch of vasectomies. Yeah, it's from the vasectomies, the tubes. Yeah. Ugh.
One snip, one stick.
There you go. Deer balls. The pandemic may have saved the lives of thousands of wild animals from becoming roadkill. With driving down 7% in the spring, there's a significant drop in the number of reports of cars hitting animals. There you go. You like that. You're a little sissy when it comes to animals. That's good.
I'm a fan of hitting him with my car, I guess.
I swerve at him every time. There's a story going viral on, and by the way, if anybody, I don't swerve at animals, all right? People on bicycles, different story, but animals, no.
Yeah, right.
There's a story going viral on Reddit about a bride who's packed on quite a few delicious pounds during the pandemic and now wants her sister, who bought her wedding dress, to pay to have her dress altered to fit. You big fatty.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Just put the cupcakes
there
down.
There you go. Way to make the fucking situation worse by pointing your finger elsewhere. No, your sister didn't put the chips in your mouth, woman. You know?
Yeah. You big fatty.
Oh.
You're the one doing it.
It's not me.
Yeah.
You got to fix it.
You do it. Don't. That's like blaming McDonald's for getting fat. Like, well, I don't get it. I eat McDonald's every day. Mm. It's their fault. Yeah, no, it's because you're sitting there like Jabba the Hutt shoveling burgers into your mouth.
Yeah. Don't be a bridezilla. Don't be a bridezilla. Nobody likes a bridezilla. Trust me.
Just the worst. All right, let's see. The pandemic could mean the end of salad bars, and it's possible they could be replaced by salad-making vending machines. Man, you know, to be honest, I try not to think about, like, when you go to, like, a Chinese buffet or something, which I love. I love Chinese buffets. Mm-hmm. But you can't really think about all the people touching the same spoons and everything when you're going up there. Mm-hmm. You just got to kind of just get through it. You know what I mean? But maybe buffets in general. Maybe we'll see those all go away in general, which sucks, dude.
That would suck, man. What? Come on, dude. Yeah. It's like it's affecting like the most prized possessions.
Yeah.
You know, don't take the buffets away. I understand people cough and sneeze. I
can't wait
for that. Just make that shield a little bit bigger.
Exactly.
Or
have someone hand it to me. Why don't we do that? You know, pay someone to stand there and scoop it for you. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. A little bit more. I will say, though, I never get my money's worth at buffets. I never do. I remember we used to go at high school. We'd all go out and do the all-you-can-eat pasta, you know, the endless pasta bowls at Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, I felt so bad. Same thing in college. I felt so bad for the people working there because you'd get the linemen, and they would literally eat that place out of business. It was insane. You got a defensive and offensive lineman, and they're just going to town. And then you got I have like two bowls, and I'm like, oh, I'm stuffed. I can't eat anymore, man. Never got my
I always kind of like take a small portion of like everything because I know I'm going to get full quick, but I want to try everything.
Exactly. Yeah, I like
I always end up getting sick.
Yeah, always. Dude, always. You always eat too much, and then you're just like, oh, why did I do that to myself? All right. How about we'll do one more. Arizona, Florida, and South Carolina have each had more new coronavirus cases per capita in the past week than any entire country in the rest of the world. Damn, dude.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Wow. Sweet news.
Well, if people just put on their fucking masks. Jesus. You know,
what? Did you hear about that thing in Diamond Lake? That guy that throws that party at Diamond Lake?
No.
It was on, like, where, do you know Diamond Lake?
No, I don't.
I guess it's around here. And a guy, there's like an island in the middle of it, and the guy throws a party every year, and he just said, hell of it, he's doing it this year. Dude, it was on CNN, ABC, CNN, well, NBC, all these news channels, like kind of piled. The guy's getting prosecuted, possibly?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're putting people in danger that way. You're not following the government guidelines. You know what? Again, I don't want to get into this debate with anyone. It just, did you hear about those kids that I think at like Arizona State or something like that, that were doing Corona bets? So they'd all put into a pot, and then whoever got coronavirus first got the pot.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what? I don't know. I just.
That's kind of cringy. Really cringy.
We got people complaining about wearing masks, up in arms, and everything. It's baffling to me how so many people have reverted to acting like fucking spoiled children over something mm-hmm. where, like, I can't wait till we look back on this. And you know what? There are people that are probably throwing a stink. There's fucking Karens out there who may never get it. Or if they get it, they're asymptomatic and or they don't show symptoms. Who knows? But I can't wait till we look back on this and we go, yeah, was there really people having protests because of wearing fucking masks, just trying to keep mm-hmm. people safe? I don't know. It's going to piss me off because I throw a mask on every time I go inside. Every time I go inside somewhere, I'm not wearing it when I'm walking outside. I don't do that. But if I'm going inside, I throw a mask on. It's just what I want to do. And the fact that people are so up in arms about this shit, it's a fucking mask. Oh, you got to wear it for an hour while you're shopping. Big fucking whoop. Pisses me off, man.
Calm down.
Seeing all these videos of these Karens. And you know what's become my new most hated thing? Is people doing this. I'm going to videotape you. Well, no, I'm videotaping you videotaping me. Like, that's become a new, like, threatening thing.
Yeah.
You got people now, and, like, you'll see someone videotaping, and then someone else gets out their phone and, like, well, I'm videotaping. It's like, are you fucking serious?
I got my camera, too.
Let's go back to duels. How about that? Let's go back to slapping people in the face with a glove, and then we shoot at each other. How about that?
Yeah, you wake up after getting knocked out with a pretty clear head. Yeah.
Anyway,
just saying.
I don't know. That's my little rant. Yeah, it gets me all worked up. That's why I can't look at social media anymore. It's driving me nuts. Let's end on that note before I have an aneurysm from yelling at people. Go out like Bill Burr. That's going to do it for your after show podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And don't forget to check out more at WIRX.com where you found this podcast. Of course, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right?
It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.